This is the NOCN ESOL International Advanced Level C1 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. The listening examination will now begin. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. Then you will have 2 minutes to check your answers. 1. Have you heard the weather forecast? 2. What would you do in my situation? 3. I think that coat is too small for you. 4. We should hurry. 5. Are you coming with me? 6. What do you think of the new James Bond film? 7. How does this machine work? 8. Can you tell me where the Tourist Information Office is? 9. I failed my driving test. Ten. The concert has already started. 11. Now listen to the sentences again. One. Have you heard the weather forecast? 2. What would you do in my situation? Three. I think that coat is too small for you. Four. We should hurry. Five. Are you coming with me? Six. What do you think of the new James Bond film? Seven. How does this machine work? Eight. Can you tell me where the tourist information office is? Nine. I failed my driving test. Ten. The concert has already started. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. You'll hear two conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers. Good morning. Now I have with me in the studio two senior citizens, Mary Craig, who is 102, and Edward Smith, who is 101. Welcome to you both. Mary, what do you remember about your 100th birthday?
Oh, I had a wonderful day. I had a special lunch at a nice hotel in town.
And did you receive a telegram from the Queen?
Yes, I did.
Edward, what was it like for you becoming 100?
Fantastic, because we all had free drinks. We had a lovely get-together and I had 225 letters, postcards and telegrams.
Sounds wonderful. You certainly both look very relaxed and happy. Tell me, what's good about living so long?
Well, one of the things I think is that you can live a selfish sort of life. You've only got yourself to think about. You do what you want, eat when you want, go to bed when you want.
And you can do a lot of travelling.
And do you think people today are happier than in the past?
Well, things are certainly easier now. Children get taken to school by car or bus. When I was a girl, I had to walk 4 miles to get to school.
Do you think you are wiser now that you are older?
I'm not sure I'm wiser. I like to keep my brain active and love learning new things, but my memory's terrible. I have trouble remembering names. It drives me mad.
I think you go on learning no matter how old you are. I learn something new every day.
Well, thank you both very much. It's been very interesting. Now listen to the conversation again. Good morning. Now I have with me in the studio two senior citizens, Mary Craig, who is 102, and Edward Smith, who is 101. Welcome to you both. Mary, what do you remember about your 100th birthday?
Oh, I had a wonderful day. I had a special lunch at a nice hotel in town.
And did you receive a telegram from the Queen?
Yes, I did.
Edward, what was it like for you becoming 100?
Fantastic, because we all had free drinks. We had a lovely get-together and I had 225 letters, postcards and telegrams.
Sounds wonderful. You certainly both look very relaxed and happy. Tell me, what's good about living so long?
Well, one of the things I think is that you can live a selfish sort of life. You've only got yourself to think about. You do what you want, eat when you want, go to bed when you want.
And you can do a lot of travelling.
And do you think people today are happier than in the past?
Well, things are certainly easier now. Children get taken to school by car or bus. When I was a girl, I had to walk 4 miles to get to school.
Do you think you are wiser now that you are older?
I'm not sure I'm wiser. I like to keep my brain active and love learning new things, but my memory's terrible. I have trouble remembering names. It drives me mad.
I think you go on learning no matter how old you are. I learn something new every day.
Well, thank you both very much. It's been very interesting. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Listen to conversation two. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. Then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Hello, Greenfield Surgery. Marjorie speaking. Sorry for the delay, but we have had a lot of calls this morning. How can I help you?
Oh, good morning. I'd like to make an appointment with Dr. Elliot.
Certainly, sir. Can I take your name, please?
Yes, sure. It's Paul Collins.
Let me see. The first appointment I've got with Dr. Elliot is September the 23rd at 10:30 a.m.
What? That's 6 weeks away. I need to see him before that. There's something wrong with my throat. It's swollen and very sore. I'm not sleeping and eating is very painful.
I see. Well, if you need an emergency appointment, Mr. Collins, I could fit you in at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. Would that be okay for you?
That's better. Is that with Dr. Elliot?
No, I'm afraid not. As I said before, the first appointment you can have with him is on the 23rd of September. He's away on holiday for the next 3 weeks and is booked up after that till the third week of September.
All right, I'll take that appointment. Which doctor is it with?
Dr. Brown, the senior partner of the surgery.
Okay, that'll be all right.
Can I just take a few more details, Mr. Collins? What is your current address?
39 London Road, DT4, 9LK.
And can you confirm your date of birth?
Yes, it's the 22nd of August, 1982.
And can I take your telephone number?
Yes, it's a mobile number, 07023 502 022.
Thank you. OK, when you arrive for your appointment, just report to the reception and then take a seat upstairs in the waiting room, where we have now installed a coffee machine.
Right, how lovely. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hello, Greenfield Surgery. Marjorie speaking. Sorry for the delay, but we have had a lot of calls this morning. How can I help you?
Oh, good morning. I'd like to make an appointment with Dr. Elliot.
Certainly, sir. Can I take your name, please?
Yes, sure. It's Paul Collins.
Let me see. The first appointment I've got with Dr. Elliot is September the 23rd at 10:30 a.m.
What? That's 6 weeks away. I need to see him before that. There's something wrong with my throat. It's swollen and very sore. I'm not sleeping and eating is very painful.
I see. Well, if you need an emergency appointment, Mr. Collins, I could fit you in at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. Would that be okay for you?
That's better. Is that with Dr. Elliot?
No, I'm afraid not. As I said before, the first appointment you can have with him is on the 23rd of September. He's away on holiday for the next 3 weeks and is booked up after that till the third week of September.
All right, I'll take that appointment. Which doctor is it with?
Dr. Brown, the senior partner of the surgery.
Okay, that'll be all right.
Can I just take a few more details, Mr. Collins? What is your current address?
39 London Road, DT4, 9LK.
And can you confirm your date of birth?
Yes, it's the 22nd of August, 1982.
And can I take your telephone number?
Yes, it's a mobile number, 07023 502 022.
Thank you. OK, when you arrive for your appointment, just report to the reception and then take a seat upstairs in the waiting room, where we have now installed a coffee machine.
Right, how lovely. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. You will hear a debate and a discussion. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both the debate and discussion. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to the debate. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Good afternoon. In today's programme, we'll be discussing the subject of cars and young people and considering how safe a combination they are. According to recent research, young people between the ages of 17 and 25 are involved in nearly a fifth of motoring accidents. They have also looked at what makes someone a safe or unsafe driver. Andrew, you are an experienced driving instructor. What do you think?
In my experience, both the young and the old overestimate their ability behind the wheel. I think it's true that young people's ability to judge a situation is not always as good as they think it is. And I would say that older drivers are usually more careful and take fewer risks. Young people, on the other hand, tend to think of themselves as being in some way immortal.
Okay, well, let's get the views of some young drivers. Jane, can we start with you?
Yeah, I'm 19 and I'm really glad I've got a car. I passed my test first time and have been driving for 2 years now. Driving has made me more independent. And it's really necessary for going out and socialising. I've been very lucky. I've never had a bad accident.
So you see a car as essential. Martina, can we bring you in here? What is your experience of driving?
I have a little car that's 20 years old. I've had a couple of accidents. Nothing too serious. I'm always safety conscious and feel responsible for my passengers. I never drink alcohol when I'm driving, and I never speed. But I do know young people who aren't so careful.
Okay, thank you both. I think we have some good young drivers here. But a word of caution to other young people out there. Remember, if you passed your test, you have the skills. Just remember to use them.
Now listen to the debate again.
Good afternoon. In today's programme, we'll be discussing the subject of cars and young people and considering how safe a combination they are. According to recent research, young people between the ages of 17 and 25 are involved in nearly a fifth of motoring accidents. They have also looked at what makes someone a safe or unsafe driver. Andrew, you are an experienced driving instructor. What do you think?
In my experience, both the young and the old overestimate their ability behind the wheel. I think it's true that young people's ability to judge a situation is not always as good as they think it is. And I would say that older drivers are usually more careful and take fewer risks. Young people, on the other hand, tend to think of themselves as being in some way immortal.
Okay, well, let's get the views of some young drivers. Jane, can we start with you?
Yeah, I'm 19 and I'm really glad I've got a car. I passed my test first time and have been driving for 2 years now. Driving has made me more independent and it's really necessary for going out and socialising. I've been very lucky. I've never had a bad accident.
So you see a car as essential. Martina, can we bring you in here? What is your experience of driving?
I have a little car that's 20 years old. I've had a couple of accidents, nothing too serious. I'm always safety conscious and feel responsible for my passengers. I never drink alcohol when I'm driving and I never speed. But I do know young people who aren't so careful.
Okay, thank you both. I think we have some good young drivers here. But a word of caution to other young people out there. Remember, if you passed your test, you have the skills. Just remember to use them.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Listen to the discussion. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Hello there. I wonder if you can help me. I'm thinking of going sightseeing somewhere today. Can you recommend anywhere good to go?
Well, it depends what you like. There are a lot of places in Lincoln to choose from. What kinds of things are you interested in?
I don't know. Something cultural?
Right, okay. Well, quite close to the hotel there's the cathedral. It's very famous and beautiful. You can walk there in 10 minutes.
I'm not really a fan of churches.
It is definitely worth a look, though. It's where they filmed some scenes from the Harry Potter films.
Oh, okay. My daughter would be interested in that. She loves the Harry Potter films.
And not far away there is the University Quarter by Brayford Pool. It's actually quite a lively area. There are a lot of good bars and restaurants around there.
So that might be nice for the evening then?
Yes, maybe. Let me know if you want any more information on places to eat or drink there. But if you prefer something a bit different, how about a guided tour of the castle and the old quarter around Steep Hill? The castle is very old and has recently been restored. There are some very interesting historical documents there, including the Magna Carta.
Oh, that does sound interesting. What time is the tour?
There's one every 2 hours starting from outside the hotel, and the tour lasts about 90 minutes. They leave at 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 4 o'clock. I can call and book places for you if you would like.
That sounds great. Can you book me 2 places on the 2 o'clock tour? Then we can do some shopping in town beforehand.
Now listen to the discussion again.
Hello there. I wonder if you can help me. I'm thinking of going sightseeing somewhere today. Can you recommend anywhere good to go?
Well, it depends what you like. There are a lot of places in Lincoln to choose from. What kinds of things are you interested in?
I don't know. Something cultural?
Right, okay. Well, quite close to the hotel there's the cathedral. It's very famous and beautiful. You can walk there in 10 minutes.
I'm not really a fan of churches.
It is definitely worth a look, though. It's where they filmed some scenes from the Harry Potter films.
Oh, okay. My daughter would be interested in that. She loves the Harry Potter films.
And not far away there is the University Quarter by Brayford Pool. It's actually quite a lively area. There are a lot of good bars and restaurants around there.
So that might be nice for the evening then?
Yes, maybe. Let me know if you want any more information on places to eat or drink there. But if you prefer something a bit different, how about a guided tour of the castle and the old quarter around Steep Hill? The castle is very old and has recently been restored. There are some very interesting historical documents there, including the Magna Carta.
Oh, that does sound interesting. What time is the tour?
There's one every 2 hours starting from outside the hotel, and the tour lasts about 90 minutes. They leave at 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 4 o'clock. I can call and book places for you if you would like.
That sounds great. Can you book me 2 places on the 2 o'clock tour? Then we can do some shopping in town beforehand.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers.